Hello, I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry here. I've got Megan Marcelino with me, and welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。今天我们欢迎我的女儿梅根一起加入我们的广播。
The reason we have these programs on ancient principles and kingdom authority is because understanding ancient biblical principles gives you the kingdom authority for your life today.
我们之所以会有关于古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，是为了想让你了解古老的圣经原则会给你带来在现今生活国度的权柄。
And so we're going to talk about purpose today. So many questions about purpose. And so Megan, I've invited her in today. She's going to ask me some of the questions that you have about purpose and why is it important to invest time? Why is it important to actually, so to say, unpack and dig into that when you're so busy in your life?
我们今天要讨论的是我们受造的目的，关于生命的目的涉及到很多的问题，所以我今天邀请梅根一起来，他会问我一些你们所提到的关于生命目的的问题。当你的生活如此忙碌时，为什么说花时间研究这一点很重要呢？
I can tell you this, if you will put your identity and your purpose in Messiah first, it will cause you to have more time, more success with other areas of your life. So anyway, Megan, welcome to the program.
我可以告诉你们，如果你们把耶稣、神给你的身份、生命目的放在你生活的第一位，它会让你有更多的时间在生活的其他领域取得更多的成功。好，让我们欢迎梅根。
Thank you so much, and thank you so much to all of our audience who's listening with us today. We kind of have a short little podcast. If you're driving or you have a quick workout, we're here just to kind of be with you through that, motivate you through that. But we're going to talk about purpose, which is something I know that you're really passionate about.
谢谢拉比，非常感谢今天和我们一起聆听的所有会众。我们这个简短的播客可以让你在开车或者进行锻炼的时候聆听。我们在这里陪伴你和激励你。我们今天将讨论生命的目的，我知道这也是你们非常热衷的事情之一。
And you share a lot about that in Goals to Grow By, which is a download that our ministry offers, but can you share a little bit with us about what Goals to Grow By is and why it means so much to you?
拉比，你曾经在我们成长的目标手册中分享了很多关于这一点，你能否进一步和我们分享我们在成长中要实现的目标，以及为什么它如此的重要呢？
The Goals to Grow By, listen, that was really a work of love, because I have been involved with a little background. I was adopted, and I was raised by an ex-Olympian, Rita Landry, and so my whole life has been goals and... As she said, perfect practice makes perfect. And as you know, to our grandchildren, we're imparting that as well and did with you. So the key is that if you don't have goals and you don't have practical action steps, then what happens in your life is what you're targeting at won't come to pass and won't happen.
关于成长的目标，这确实是一项充满爱的工作。我先来说一下我自己的背景。我是被美好的兰卓家所收养的，所以我的一生都被教导要有目标。正如我家人和我所说，熟能生巧。我也将这个教导贯彻给了你以及我们的孙辈。关键是，如果你没有目标，没有实际的行动，那么你的目标是不会实现的。
Habakkuk chapter 2 is a great example, and it says, make the vision plain, write it on tablets, though it tarry, wait upon it.It will not lie, but it shall come to pass. When it does, it says, then you can run with it.
Yeah.
And so the key is if you'll invest the time in Goals to Grow By, in fact, you can go and get the download, go to KurtLandry.com.
/grow, G-R-O-W.
Yeah, it's a free download. Listen, it's designed to ask questions that get you to go deeper than purpose, but into your identity and why, your why, what,and when you should do things. And those are so important.
哈巴谷书第二章就是一个很好的例子。这里面写到，将这末世明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。所以关键是，你们需要在成长目标上投入时间。你可以下载我们的成长目标手册，它是这样设计的， 它里面会向你提出一些问题，让你进一步深入了解你的身份和受造的目的，为什么，以及什么时候该做什么事，这些都非常的重要。
One thing that I love about that exercise is that it has us state our kind of our goals and move towards our why to align our habits and our patterns to reach them. I know that's one thing that you were really big on as raising me was to align your habits and your patterns to become the person that you want to be.
Megan 说，我希望我喜欢实践的其中一个原因就是它会让我们有一种状态，就是朝着目标前进，在这个过程中调整我们的习惯模式，以实现最终的目标。我想这也是拉比你在抚养我长大的时候所做的，你在逐渐调整自己的习惯和模式，成为你想成为的人。
That's something that we really put a tremendous value on. And so when we talk about like our vision, we make our vision plan on tablets and our goals work towards that. And the quarterly aspect is something that I love because it reminds you to look at your goals. Like you don't just set them in January and walk away from them and forget them in February. You check in quarterly. Where am I at? How can I change my habits and patterns? What challenges do I need to address? And so all of that helps us get towards that place of vision. Where the vision is, the goals lead us someplace. It's not for goals only sake. So can you talk to us about vision, what that word means to you, and kind of unpack that?
当我们谈论我们的意向时，我们会在电脑上记录明确表达我们的意向以及我们的目标，并努力实现这一目标。我很喜欢季度的自我检视，因为它会提醒我们审视自己的目标，否则你不会只是在一月份设定目标，然后在二月份就离开并且忘记这个目标。你会在每一季度都检视自己一次，我处在什么位置，我要怎样才能改变我的习惯和模式，我需要应对哪些挑战。因此所有这些都有助于使得未来的意向得以实现。那么意向是什么呢？就是目标带领我们所去向的地方，而且不仅仅是单单实现目标。拉比，你能和我们谈谈意向这个词对你意味着什么，并且展开解释一下吗？
Well, the scripture that, you know, is quickens to me is that the Lord said, speaking to Israel, that my people perish for lack of vision and lack of knowledge. And man, if there was ever a season or a generation that needed to have a vision for their life, because the vision is your dream goal.
Yeah.
Your vision is what drives you. Your goals to grow by is basically your culture values that come into a daily checklist to be able to help keep you on the destination to get you to the place. But the motivation comes from the dream goals, and the dream goals come from vision.
好的，提醒我的经文是主曾经对以色列说，我的民因缺乏知识意向而灭亡。在一个季节，一代人需要对他们的生活有意向，因为这个意向是梦想的目标，意向是驱动力。你成长的目标基本上就是你的文化价值观被纳入每日你要检视的清单之中，它能够帮助你保持在走向目的地的轨道上，让你最终到达目的地。你的动力来自于目标，目标来自于意向。
You need to allow your imagination, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but I'm going to call it creative visualization, okay? One of the things my mother taught me, I used to race motocross, and it's a scary sport. But I can remember like at 13.
We're not going to let our kids do that.
they are not doing it in Jesus' name. But one of the things what my mother said is she said, I can remember sitting in the pits. Here we are, you know, and you got the pickup trucks and the tools. And she said, I want you to imagine yourself going around this track in your head, what you're going to do. And so what would happen is I would actually visualize that.
See yourself accomplishing it.
Yes. And that is absolutely the key. And so that's where the dream goals come into place.
你需要发挥你的想象力，我愿意将其称之为具有创意的可视化。我的母亲教会我的一件事情，是我曾经在参加越野摩托车比赛的时候，大约在我30岁，我的母亲告诉我说，我希望你想象自己的脑海中绕着这条轨道走，要想好自己做的事情。所以实际上我也会去想象这一点，把这个行进的路径变得可视化，这是非常关键的，这也是目标实现的地方。
But you need that vision from God. In fact, I pray right now for you in Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua, that, Lord, I just lay hands on you in the Spirit and to be able to have that vision and that dream for your life in Yeshua's name.
你需要来自神的意象。我现在奉主的名来为你祷告，我在灵里按手在你的身上，以便能够实现你的生活梦想所指向的意向。
One of the things that I think is really important, you talked about this last Friday at Shabbat, was we have our visions, but why do you want those things? Why? Like getting to like that really like purpose, like this is what I want, but why do I want it? Right. I think that that's really important, and I feel like the goals to grow kind of helps begin unpacking that. It's kind of like very, you know, basic. So...
拉比，你上周在安息聚会的时候提到很重要的一点是，我们有意向，但为什么想要那些东西呢？比如我的生命有这样的受造目的，但为什么我想要实现这样的目的呢？我觉得成长的目标手册能够帮助我们理解深入展开这个问题，这是非常重要的。
One of the things we want to pivot to in the conversation is a discussion about the seven mountains and how our goals maybe can align to those. So the seven mountains include things like family, religion, education, government, entertainment, business. Did I name them all? Media?
I think so. Yeah, media.
And so, but someone who's totally new and they're like, what do you mean by seven mountains? Can you talk to us about what the seven mountains are and what they represent?
你在谈话中讨论过七座大山以及我们的目标如何与七座大山对齐。七座大山包括家庭、宗教、教育、政治、娱乐、商业、媒体。拉比，你可以和我们谈谈七座大山是什么以及它们代表着什么吗？
Okay, the seven mountains concept, it's been around for quite a few years in Christian circles. But really what it is identifying a mission field that you need to have goals and visions to prepare to go operate in. Okay, so...
七座大山的实质概念是确定你在某一个领域的使命，你需要在这个领域有目标和意向来准备在其中开展工作。
Like as you know, like next month we're going to Kenya. So we're going to Central East Africa. We, your mother and I, and you have been to Western Africa,
yeah,
Ivory Coast. We went to Togo. So I did quite a bit of research on Togo to like when we went there, but now Central East Africa, just below Somalia and all that area, this is a whole different culture. And so what happens is you have to prepare for a missions trip to be able to understand, to be effective, because your goal is to carry what you have, impart to others, and hopefully have a harvest. Well, a lot of times people don't...
正如你所知，下个月我们要去肯亚，我们要去东非。你妈妈和我还有你去非洲西部多哥。当我们去多哥的时候，我们对多哥做过相当多的研究，但是现在我们要去的是东非的中部，就在索马里的位置，这是一种完全不同的文化。因此，我们必须为宣教旅行提前做好准备，才能更有效率的去理解。因为我们的目标就是要把自己所有的一部分带给别人，并希望别人能够有收获。
Realize you need to do that same thing in the seven mountains of influence. The way you're going to be a testimony, let's say you're a school teacher. You're a school teacher and you're going to a high school, and that high school, let's say, is in an inner city someplace, and so you're preparing for that. Or you're in a preschool and you're in a suburb of Dallas, you know, in a suburb, it's two different school, same mountain.But different preparation.
很多时候人们没有意识到需要在七座有影响力的大山中做同样的事情，也不清楚成为见证的方式。假设你是一名学校的老师，你要上高中，而那所高中在市中心的某个地方，你正在为此做准备。或者你在一所幼儿园，你在达拉斯的郊区，这就是在同一座有影响力的山，但你需要做不同的准备的例子。
And so I think what you have to do is you have to identify what mountain you're called into and do everything you can to prepare not the gospel message, but yourself to be able to have the privilege to platform the gospel message.
因此我认为你必须要做的是，你要确定你被呼召进入哪座山，并尽一切努力来准备自己，而不是福音信息。你需要让你自己成为更好的平台来传播福音信息。
I think it's so important that we make this connection for believers between your goals, your vision, and like the mountain that you're seeking transformation in. Because I think sometimes the church culture is like, I'm just going to come and sit in a pew or sit in a chair and I'm going to receive this information and then I'm going to go out and change the world or change the mountain or the industry. And while that is true,
我认为信徒在目标、意向和正在寻求发挥影响力的大山之间建立联系是非常重要的。有时候教会文化就像是我只要走过来坐在长凳椅子上，我就会收到来自教会的信息，然后把它带出去改变世界，改变大山或者这个行业。
To a certain extent, and there is impartation, our daily habits and patterns and the goals that we set and the vision that we carry out, that's really how we begin transforming those mountains. It doesn't
虽然这在某种程度上是正确的，但是其实我们的日常习惯模式以及我们设定的目标所携带的意向，是我们实际开始在大山上产生影响力的真正原因。
Happen just because what we're imparted, we have to walk it out. And so I feel like that is there's sometimes a disconnect. I think in the church culture of like the application of what you heard on our case Friday, your case probably Sunday, and then walking that out to transform those mountains.
这些影响力不会因为我们参与到了教会中而产生，我们必须要走出去。所以我认为这在某些教会文化中是割裂的。就像我们在周五或者周日所听到的信息，它如果要被实际的应用和实践，就需要我们走出去。
One of the things that we've talked about before is that the Lord is going to use believers in those mountains to bring transformation, but he's also going to begin transforming the hearts of leaders as well and reaching those. So if I'm in one of those mountains, though, and I don't have like Christian leadership, what would you give me a tip? Here I am. I'm in the family mountain or the education or the media mountain, which I know is one of your favorite mountains.
我们之前讨论过的一件事是主将使用在那些大山上的基督徒来带来转变，他将开始改变领导者的心，并且影响他们。所以如果我在其中一座山上，但我没有像基督徒那样的领导力，你会给我什么建议呢？比如我在家庭、教育或者媒体的山上。
Okay, so let me give you a real life example. I do some, I would call it unofficial mentoring consulting with business people in different business mountains. A short, this is how the conversation goes.
好的，让我给你举一个在现实生活中的例子。我曾经做过对一些在商业大山上的商业人士进行咨询回复的非官方指导。简短的说，我们的对话会是这样进行的。
If I could show you how to align with God and make your success that you already have not just more successful, but more peaceful so that you could actually enjoy your success, would you be interested in that?
我会对他们问，如果我能告诉你如何与神对齐并取得成功，那么你所获得的不仅是事业上的成功，而且你会感到更加的平静，这样你就可以真正的享受成功。你们会对此感兴趣吗？
And they'll say yes. And then I talk to them about if you'll have aligned with biblical financial principles, your business will be healthier, it will do better, but you will experience a more peaceful, healthy lifestyle for you and your family and your employees. And the key is that if you understand biblical finances by the way you sow, the way you pray, decree, and grow, money will flow to you and you won't have to spend so much effort going after it.
Because 他们会说是的，然后我会跟他们说，如果你遵循圣经的财务原则，你的生意就会更加的健康，也会做得更好。你和你的家人、雇主将会体验到更加平静、健康的生活方式。关键是，如果你了解圣经中的财务原则，你的撒种、祷告、宣告会让金钱流向你，你就不必花费那么多的努力去追求金钱。
Because where people burn out is going after the finances. And finances are important, I understand that. But to get those finances to come to you, if you align with God, then the finances will, your hard work, the money will flow to you.
人们通常感到精疲力尽的原因就是因为追求金钱。当然我也理解金钱非常的重要，为了让这些财富来到你的身边，如果你与神对齐，金钱就会流向你。
I know that you have made a practice of writing the vision and making it plain, as you mentioned, the instructions of Habakkuk. For me, when I make that a practice, I am able to better see the faithfulness of the Lord. I am able to look back and see, ah, this was a Red Sea moment we were crossing over, and I didn't even realize it.
我知道拉比，你已经实践了将意象写下来并且制作计划，正如你所提到的。而对我自己而言，当我实践这一点的时候，我能够更好地看到神的信实。我能够回顾过去，看到比如这曾经是一个红海的时刻，我正在穿越，而我当时却没有意识到。
Can you share maybe an example of how you have seen the Lord move when you write the vision and make it plain? And I'll throw one to you. Like, one of the things that comes to my mind of my childhood was when the Lord instructed us to move from the Pacific Northwest to Northwest Arkansas. And you guys made a list. You wrote the vision for what you wanted the house to be like. And I can see that. Like, you wrote the vision. You've received the instruction.
拉比，你能否分享一下你所经历的神在你写下意象、制定计划之后运作的一个例子吗？就像我所想到的，在我童年时候的一件事，主指示我们全家从阿肯色州西北部的地区搬家。当时你们列了一个清单，你们写下了想要的房子是什么样的等等。我可以看到你写下的意象，并且你收到了神的指示。
You maybe want to share about that.
So we wrote a vision and we said, this is what we need for the next 12 months. The Lord was separating us from business, taking us into ministry. So it was sabbatical year. But we had you write down the vision of what you wanted at that age. And you wanted a place for a horse. You wanted chicken. You wanted a tire swing. You wanted some other things. But it was interesting that the property that we leased in Northwest Arkansas on Beaver Lake, first thing that happened when we drove up in this long driveway was there was a tire swing. Yeah. There was a chicken coop. There was a horse barn.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all the things that were there. So that's why it's important, because it's not just asking, but confirmation when it's time to actually make that that agreement to go forward.
当时我们写下了一个愿景，这是我们未来十二个月所需要的。主将我们从商业生活中分离出来，带我们进入事工，作为安息年。当时我们也让梅根你在那个年龄写下你想要的东西。你想要一个可以容纳马的地方，想要很多鸡，你还想要一个轮胎秋千。有趣的是，我们在阿肯色州西北部的湖边租赁的房产，当我们开车过去的时候，这条长长的车道背后就有一个轮胎秋千，也有一个鸡舍，有一匹马，你想要的所有的东西都在那里。这就是为什么把它写下来这么的重要，因为这不仅仅是询问，而是确认什么时候能够真正的对齐并达成一致，并让我们的生活向前。
I'll close with this, and you've heard me share this with people, is that show me your friends, and we want to be friends with you, and I'll show you your future. Okay? Show me the books you read, and I'll show you the quality and the level of the future that is to come. And then if you show me your habits and patterns that you're going to change, I can tell you how soon you're going to get there. So anyway, this is an exciting time. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we want to thank you for joining us. So make sure.
我曾经说过，让我看看你的朋友圈，我会告诉你你的未来。我们就是你的朋友。给我看看你读过的书，我会让你看看未来的质量和水平。如果你告诉我你要改变的习惯和模式，我可以告诉你你要多久才能改变。无论如何，这是一个激动人心的时刻。非常感谢梅根今天来到这里，也感谢大家加入我们。平安，神祝福你们。